Sotiges conceived in rape refutes Democrats' abortion agenda, I am that 1%. By Catherine Hamilton on March 7, 2024. Some Republicans are challenging Democrats' abortion on demand agenda at the State of the Union with guests of their own. Representative Bob Good, RVA, is bringing Ryan Bomberger to the State of the Union address on Thursday, a pro-life activist and co-founder of the Radiance Foundation. Bomberger is against abortion, including in cases of rape, and uses himself as an example of someone whose mother could have chosen abortion but spared him and chose adoption instead. As someone conceived in rape but adopted in love, I'm honored to be Congressman Good's guest at the State of the Union, he announced ahead of Biden's address, Fox News reported. President Biden and the Democratic Party take pride in the violent injustice of abortion and deny the blessings of liberty to our posterity. I am that 1% they use to justify 100% of abortions, he said in a statement. Bomberger also accused Democrats of violently denying people of my origin our humanity. The same political party that violently denied people of my complexion our personhood is the same Democratic Party that violently denies people of my origin our humanity. Frederick Douglass was also conceived in rape. Imagine history without his eloquence and moral clarity on the injustice of slavery, he said. The activist further contended that Democrats and pro-abortion activists want to silence stories like his because it is contrary to their narrative around abortions in cases of rape, according to the report. Planned Parenthood and their political allies don't like my storyline, because it shatters their narratives of fear. I am proof that triumph can rise from tragedy. I'll keep fighting for the most dehumanized and marginalized among us because that was once me, he said. As an adoptee and adoptive father, our nation needs to do more to protect the most vulnerable. Nobody is better off dead. We're all better off loved. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, is also bringing a pro-life guest to the State of the Union, Louisiana Right to Life's Benjamin Clapper. Ben has committed his life to speaking for those who cannot speak for themselves, Cassidy said in a statement. Protecting an unborn child's right to life is one of our most sacred obligations. I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with Ben at the State of the Union, steadfast in our commitment to the sanctity of life. Related, leading pro-life group, Biden will use tragic situations to push abortion agenda at State of the Union. President Joe Biden is expected to push abortion during his speech as an extension of his relentless campaign on the issue ahead of the presidential election and in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. His strategy, as well as Democrats overall, has been to paint Republicans pushing pro-life laws as extreme and to blame former President Donald Trump for the end of Roe v. Wade, which had for 50 years established an invented constitutional right to abortion. Part of Biden and Democrats' strategy is also to bring guests with tragic abortion stories, as well as IVF experts and those who were born through IVF, The Hill reported on Tuesday. For example, First Lady Jill Biden invited Kate Cox, a Texas mother who left the state to have her disabled baby aborted at around 21 weeks of pregnancy. She did so after the Texas Supreme Court denied her request to get an abortion. Justices wrote that Cox's doctor had failed to provide evidence that the pregnancy was life-threatening or aligned with the state's abortion law exceptions. Democrats are also seizing on an Alabama Supreme Court's recent ruling that frozen embryos are considered unborn children under state law. At least three clinics in Alabama have reportedly paused offering IVF since the state's Supreme Court issued its ruling. Although Governor Kay Ivey, R., signed a bill on Wednesday night before so to providing legal immunity to IVF clinics. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, is bringing Elizabeth Carr, the first person to be born via IVF in the United States, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, who has had two daughters through IVF and sponsored a recently blocked Trojan horse fertility bill, is bringing Illinois reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist Dr. Amanda Adelea. Biden's speech to a joint session of Congress will begin at 9 p.m. ET on Thursday, March 7. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.